WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. There are several traffic advisories today. Northbound freeway traffic in Bryan won't be able to exit at Highway 21. The Texas Department of Transportation will have maintenance crews working on the exit ramp and northbound frontage road. Tonight, motorists will have delays going through the intersection of Texas and University and College Station, turning on new traffic signals, which was supposed to be done last week but was delayed until tonight. And on Texas A&M West Campus, a mock disaster drill will be staged from the Veterinary Medicine Administration building from 9 until noon. What is being described as a major campus emergency exercise will involve multiple public safety agencies from on and off campus. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce honored three minority-owned local businesses Tuesday at the annual Community Impact Awards Luncheon. This year's recipients are Jackie's Toys, Books and Books, Monolongo's Fine Jewelry, and Celebrity Spa and Salon. The Community Impact Award was started in 2003 by the Chamber and the Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services, whose director is Rex Jan.
If you look back, it is a who's who of the community businesses. It's great to see these businesses not only thrive here, but what they do outside of the business community and what they're doing in their personal lives. That means a lot to all of us in this community.
The awards recognize Hispanic, African American, Asian American Indian, and women businesses owners and who have demonstrated a significant impact in the community. The Bryan Police Department continues its investigation of a woman who was struck by a hit-and-run driver. Officer Kelly McKeithen says this was during the midnight hour on Monday on Finfeather south of Villa Maria.
She's still in the hospital, listed under critical condition, but stable. The truck has since been recovered the following day, and the investigation is still ongoing into that.
McKeithen reminds pedestrians to walk against traffic and at night to wear reflective clothing. The next chancellor of the University of Texas system is a Longhorn with a military background. Spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste Caputo says the Board of Regents unanimously named William McRaven the sole finalist.
He is a UT alum. He graduated from UT Austin with a degree in journalism in 1977. So he is a distinguished alumnus of UT. He gave the commencement address at UT Austin this past year, and that's received a lot of attention on social media because it was such a wonderful commencement address.
McRaven, a Navy SEAL and commander of U.S. Special Operations, is best known for overseeing the operation that brought down Osama bin Laden. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Is your big out-of-town bank making life more difficult? Are you being forced to change things you don't want to change? Hi, I'm Hunter Goodwin, former Aggie and NFL player. American Momentum Bank is the largest locally owned bank in the Brazos Valley with a local team of professionals making local decisions. As a board member, I recognize the importance of having a major, locally owned bank to create local jobs and support the unbelievable growth here in the Brazos Valley. I bank at American Momentum Bank and invite you to do the same. American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking, member FDIC.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com, your number one Kubota dealer. Voted best in the Brazos, 12 years running.
We'll have sunshine today. We'll also see a little bit of cloudiness and maybe an isolated thunderstorm as the day goes on, a high of 95. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows are going to be around 75. Sun and clouds for tomorrow with the chance of a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow going to be near 90. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy. The risk of a thunderstorm, lows near 70. Friday, partial sun. A thunderstorm may pop up. Highs on Friday, close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the Junior PGA Championship being right here in our backyard this year. Southwest Regional Little League Softball Tournament in Waco had a Bryan College Station team. They prepared. They played pretty well. We'll get that as well as San Antonio may get a professional football team. Outside chance, yeah. But there's talk about it.
I remember when they said Red McCombs was bringing the Vikings there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They got my hopes
up
too much.
The guy that owns the team that they're talking about, one, the colors would already fit in very well.
Yeah, well, They need a good stadium to play in, okay? They don't have one right now. So,
not now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, it's Davis bucking for a new stadium where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, would you really want him there? We'll see. All right, so 97 for a high today. You know, yesterday was kind of okay. There were a lot of cloud cover for a lot of the day, and it was all right.
Yesterday evening was real nice.
Yeah, got a little, you know, shower activity came through, at least for some folks. That got the humidity back up there, but it did. It cooled things down, at least last night. So, anyway, 97 is what they're telling us today. Heat index as high as 101, and, of course, we found out this week about the heat index. And tonight about 74, then 91 or so for the next few days, and 20 to 30% chance of showers in the forecast every day. So that'll be kind of nice. So, there's the story of the Canadian woman who upset passengers on a crowded train by plucking a dead goose. She says she's amazed by all the attention she got. Christina David says that she couldn't believe there's a video of her preparing her dinner. That's all she was doing, is attracted so much attention. Christina's from a village in the Arctic northern part of Quebec, and there's this grainy video out there apparently that shows her bent over a plastic bag on the floor while other passengers stare and hold their noses and move away. She says she was simply excited about cooking the goose for her aunt that she had bought for her. What's wrong with plucking a goose on a train? Is there a law against that now? Hey, what's the world coming to?
As long as you don't smoke it, I think you're fine.
I mean, I've heard of goats on a plane, but...
Snakes. Snakes on a plane.
Yeah. Info.
Nation.
Gooses on a train.
Geese.
That's
yeah. Gooses is these. Yeah.
I'll call Lawrence Fishburne for the follow-up.
That'll be fine. It'll work.
Goose, geese, moose, meese.
It doesn't matter. Bird feathers.
Uh-huh.
Bird feathers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For years, Texas Communications has provided fast, reliable, high-speed internet and voice-over IP services throughout the Brazos Valley. If you're searching for reliable, fast, and unlimited internet service for your home or business, give us a call today. You won't find a better value in wireless internet anywhere. If you're ready to experience everything the internet has to offer without the contracts and data limits you get from the other guys, call Texas Communications today at 775-6239 or visit us online at texascom.net. Don't forget to vote for us in the Best of the Brazos Valley survey.
6:15, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, 30th day of July. Wow, we are just moving on through one more day, and then we'll be to August time.
Mm-hmm.
Day 211, 154 of them to go. I'm doing everything I can to elevate my attitude. I really, really, I mean, the working conditions here this morning, just deplorable.
Oh, what is so tragic for you?
They put Diet Coke in the machine, I mean, put Diet Dr. Pepper in the in the sleeve for Diet Coke.
So you got, unexpectedly, you got a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
It's, you know, really.
Are you going to call Mr. Downs?
No, I'm not going to do that. It's too early to do that. But I assure him, I will tell him really before he comes to work, that way he brings his own Diet Coke so he won't have to deal with the disappointment.
So magnanimous.
I know. Well, just do what I can for him. Anyway, it's Friendship Day. It is Paperback Book Day. Remember books? Weren't those fun back in the day? Support Public Education Day. Day? We do that every day with our taxes, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, it's Father-in-Law Day. Why is that like on a random July?
Because
Wednesday?
Mother-in-Law Day. Never mind.
No. And it's Cheesecake Day, so there you are. You can celebrate that. All right, for birthday.
Yaron Stravosky is 32. She played Kate in 24. Hope Solo, one of your favorites, I know.
Oh, yeah.
She's 33 years old. Diva Zappa, Frank's youngest daughter, is 35.
Sister of Moon Unit, right?
That is, and Dweezil.
And Dweezil.
And
yeah.
Ahmet.
Okay.
Jamie Presley is 37.
We've named all the Zappa children this morning.
Yes, we have.
It's a complete day, all right?
Hilary Swank is 40. Got Best Actress Oscar for Million Dollar Baby and Boys Don't Cry.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, she only wins prizes if she dies.
Okay.
Tom Green's 43. Christina Taylor is 43. That's Ben Stiller's wife.
Uh-huh.
You remember her from the Brady Bunch movie and Dodgeball, stuff like that. Christopher Nolan is 44. He's directed the Dark Knight trilogies. Simon Baker is 45 from The Mentalist. Terry Crews is 46 from The Expendables. Vivica A. Fox is 50. Lisa Kudrow is 51 from Friends. That kind of surprised me. Lawrence Fishburne is 53 from The Matrix, your favorite movie.
Second Lawrence Fishburne reference.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And it's 617, so there.
From your favorite movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Kate Bush is 56. Delta Burke is 58 years old.
Oliver.
Miss Anita Hill is 58. Frank Stallone is 64. Arnold is 67.
Really?
Yep.
And look at it.
Yeah, he really kind of is. William Atherton is 67. He played Walter Peck in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, yeah. He's just kind of, he's always a pill.
And he was the jerk on Die Hard, the reporter.
Yep, right.
And finally, Paul Anka.
Oh, yeah.
73 years old.
Wow.
I didn't know this, but Jason Bateman married his daughter.
That's right, as a matter of fact. And he wrote the theme to The Tonight Show that was used when Johnny Carson was on there. Peter Bogdanovich, director of The Last Picture Show and some other stuff.
He's done a couple movies.
Yep, 75. Alton Brown.
Really?
Yeah.
I met him. Nice guy.
Cooker dude, 52.
I like his food.
Yeah, I do, too.
He has. He does. It's a very entertaining thing. He does something that's, and we've got something today about people who watch cooking shows, but he does, and you know why? It's because he's got an artistic background. He understands visually how to make things work. He was a graphic artist before he decided to do that. And a million years ago, there was a show called 77 Sunset Strip that was on. Ed Kookie Burns, star of that.
Yep.
81 today.
No kidding.
Yep, 619.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So how bad does it actually have to be for the American people to doubt the competence of this administration? Now, if you recall, a recent Fox News poll found that a plurality of Americans believe the Obama administration to be less competent than his predecessors, including George W. Bush's administration. I got a brand new CNN poll. They had similar results. When asked if Obama can manage the government effectively, 57% of Americans say he cannot. And we have polls showing that voters would elect Mitt Romney over Obama if the presidential election were held today. Now, you know things are bad when Obama loses the Washington Post. One of their writers wrote, President Obama's competence problem is worse than it looks. Incompetence. Now, that's the word that I would use to describe the administration on virtually every level.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me Salon Pause Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. Salon Pause is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try Salon Pause Jet Spray today. Use as directed.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-370-8599. 1-800-370-8599. 1-800-370-8599.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue, off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Are you good at what you do and you take pride in it? Well, if you do, that's a great feeling every day. And those are the kind of people you seek out to do business with. And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about BCS Tires and Lifts. Located at 2319 Texas Avenue South, right next to Copy Corner. They're specialists when it comes to making sure that you've got the right tires and that you take care of them, because you know what they do is they offer free rotation. They offer you Free air checks, make sure that they're doing what they should. Free alignment check to make sure that's all right. There's also free flat repair and free shuttle service. Those are the things that they do. The free shuttle service, for instance, what a great way to start that relationship if you haven't been with the folks at BCS Tires and Lifts before. You know, drop your vehicle off. They'll take you to where you need to be and make arrangements to make sure that you get back and get your vehicle when they're done with it. And that's what a locally owned store does, and BCS Tires and Lifts is locally owned. But in addition to that, they're part of the Tire Pros Network, which is 30,000 dealers across the nation that can help you out with warranty service or roadside assistance. So become a part of that network by being a customer at BCS Tires and Lifts. And, oh, by the way, they'll make sure that you get a great price on your tires as well, because obviously price is important to you. But it's the whole package. It's really what they can do for you after the sale as well. BCS Tires and Lifts. Give them your keys and put your mind at ease.
An important labor decision. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. In a potentially precedent-setting decision, the National Labor Relations Board will allow McDonald's to be treated as a joint employer with its franchisees when complaints are filed about labor practices. That means the company could be held liable for the actions of independent restaurant operators. Many restaurant chains are franchised, so the impact of the NLRB action could go far beyond McDonald's. Amgen is planning to slash its workforce, even though the company did well in the latest quarter. Amgen reported its second quarter profit rose 23%. Still, the biopharmaceutical company says it will cut as many as 2,900 jobs. Amazon plans to invest heavily in its Indian operations. The online superstore will spend $2 billion to expand in India and claim a bigger share of the e-commerce market in South Asia. Futures are pointing higher ahead of the midweek session on Wall Street. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-0881. 800-821-0881.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Howdy, y'all. I got a little ditty I'm going to play for you. Wrote it for my wife, Deborah Lynn, who, like all women, likes to save money. Every month we have to pay the utilities, and I know that's hard, Deborah Lynn. So I've decided to do what any good man would do and rein those electric bills in. So we're raising the thermostat just 2 degrees, and that can save up to 16% on our bills. Below the blinds will just feel the breeze of our ceiling fans, cause baby, we're chill. Yeah, I gave up wasting all that electricity, and I've started saving a whole lot of green. Now me and Deborah Lynn, we're just sitting here in the den, playing footsies and eating ice cream.
Make a point to conserve energy during peak usage every day between 3 and 7 p.m. Turn your thermostat 2 degrees warmer, use your ceiling fans and lower your blinds, and you can save up to 16% on your utility bills. This message brought to you by the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. About 97 for a high today. Heat index around 101. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour. 74 for a low temperature tonight. Then we'll have a 30% chance of rain, mostly for the remainder of the week. Not quite as warm. High temperatures around 90 or so, and lows at night around 75. Right now, winds are out of the south, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies, and we're looking at 74.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Copper Crest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour, or visit JEAC. seniorliving.com. License number 102654.
Are you a lot tougher on yourself than you are on other people? You can turn that internal critic off. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Do you have a negative voice inside your head that loves to pop up and criticize you?
People who have a very powerful inner critic usually are perfectionists. They are really critical of themselves constantly. They always blame themselves when things go wrong.
Marriage and family therapist Beverly Engel, author of the book Healing Your Emotional Self, says that voice is most likely the result of criticism from your past.
So it's essentially our parents' voice, if you want to think about it. It's called the interjected parent. It's what we take in as a child. We continue to criticize ourselves. We continue to hear that critical parent.
Challenging that critic and being more self-compassionate is the best way to shut that critic up.
Just like we would try to help a friend. If a friend was having difficulties, we would want to listen to our friend and listen to their struggles, and then we'd want to try to help them to make things better. It's taking on that kind of a mindset with yourself, where you're not so critical, you're more understanding.
Challenging your inner critic takes work, but
it's well worth it if you can catch yourself in the act of putting yourself down and turn that into more of a positive or to an acknowledgement of how much you're suffering, then, you know, yes, it's going to do a lot of positives in your life. So, yeah, it takes effort, but it's worth it.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers in that Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Since 2003, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce and the Texas A&M Office of Procurement Services has recognized minority-owned local businesses. Three were honored Tuesday with Community Impact Awards.
12 years ago, your Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors made a decision to recognize the importance of historically underutilized businesses in our community. Their intent was to increase the exposure of these businesses and their owners. They also wanted to formally recognize minority entrepreneurs who, by their business and personal contributions, have made significant contributions to our community and yet may have gone unnoticed by many of our local residents.
Chamber President Royce Hickman reminded members to contact A&M to learn more about qualifying as a historically underutilized business.
Texas A&M has taken major steps to increase the amount of business it conducts in our community, and specifically the amount of business it conducts with historically underutilized businesses. But for them to be successful, we must do our part. We must ensure that our hub-qualified businesses do go to the effort of being certified. And the representatives of Texas A&M are more than happy to walk people through that process.
This year's recipients are Celebrity Spa and Salon, Jackie's Toys and Books, and Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Bryan police continue to investigate a hit and run which landed a pedestrian in the hospital.
Monday night, shortly after midnight, a 44-year-old female was walking in the roadway of the 3500 block of Finfeather when she was struck by a white truck, sending her to the hospital. She's still in the hospital, listed under critical condition.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the truck involved in the hit and run on Finfeather, south of Villa Maria, has been recovered. Texas A&M students and employees affiliated with veterinary medicine will be most impacted by temporary traffic and parking changes continuing through this afternoon. That's because the university is holding a major campus emergency exercise from the Vet Med Administration building on West Campus from 9 until noon. Multiple public safety agencies from on and off campus will be participating. That's only one of three traffic advisories that will be taking place today. Another affects northbound freeway drivers in Bryan who won't be able to exit at Highway 21. The Texas Department of Transportation will have a maintenance crew working on the exit ramp and northbound frontage road. The traffic signal switch that was supposed to take place last week at University and Texas didn't happen. The city of College Station has let us know it's supposed to happen tonight, which will cause delays. The next chancellor of the University of Texas system is a Longhorn. The UT Board of Regents unanimously selected Admiral William McRaven as its sole finalist. McRaven graduated from Austin in 1977 with a journalism degree. Spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste Caputo says McRaven is a good fit.
He is just a visionary, experienced leader. You know, he has a global experience testifying for Congress, leading a 66,000 workforce with a $10 billion budget, which is U.S. Special Operations Command.
McRaven is best known for coordinating the 2011 raid that killed Osama bin Laden. Nonprofit organizations that run bingo halls can now use some of their proceeds to lobby legislators. A federal appeals court has ruled against the Texas Lottery Commission, which said licensed bingo parlors in Texas were barred from hiring a lobbyist.
What the charities wanted to make sure was that they didn't get pushed away. So they wanted to be able to have their voices heard at the legislature. They didn't have a legal right to do that because the law said they couldn't spend their bingo money towards lobbying.
Attorney Anatole Barstone says the ruling now lifts that ban. The suit was brought by veterans groups who wanted to hire a lobbyist to argue for veterans' issues. State lawmakers are trying to decide whether the $12 million a month National Guard border surge is worth the cost.
With a sharp decrease in immigrants crossing the border, State Rep Sylvester Turner questions whether it makes sense financially to keep the National Guard and the DPS surges going.
If we cannot definitively say that the surge is the reason for the reduction in the number of illegal aliens coming aboard, then how do we continue to justify the additional expenditures?
Turner also questions DPS Director Steve McCraw about whether the surge will be needed in 2015.
If we're able to secure between the ports of entry, there's no real need for us to conduct surge operations.
McCraw also says there's no question the state legislature spent its money wisely. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Northeast of Houston, authorities in Polk County now say they have pulled 100,000 marijuana plants from two dozen fields, which has a street value of $175 million. The elaborate operation was discovered by a deer hunter last weekend. One man has been arrested, and a second suspect is being sought. Jail inmates have been pulling the plants and clearing the fields. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can install a battery in pretty much anything. Need one for your garage door opener? We can replace it before you can say, open sesame. Need a watch battery? We can install one in no time. Need a battery for your key fob? We can do it in a flash. So next time you need a battery put in, come in and we'll do it for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Located in College Station and in Bryan in front of the new Walmart.
John Deere Z-Track commercial mowers are the ultimate mowing machines. Seats engineered for all-day comfort. Ducts designed to enhance efficiency, precision handling, and now at Sioux Falls Prater, get 0% financing for 36 months. With a deal like this, today's the day to put a John Deere to work for you. Find a Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and financing options. Up to 10% down payment may be required.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
At Allen Honda, we believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Accord for under $300 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. 35-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. End September 2nd, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling 8-to-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family. No overtime charges. After work, you come home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there that day. 690-2278. Here we go.
Low pressure organizing itself in southeastern Colorado, responsible for quite a bit of rain over the Panhandle and in North Texas this morning. We'll see whether or not any of that can push this far south. Now, for today, we should have partly to mostly sunny skies, 95 for the high. An isolated thunderstorm may develop. Partly cloudy overnight, 75. Sun and clouds tomorrow, the risk of a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Friday, chance of a storm, not as warm, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It feels really good. I was just seeing the ball well tonight, and he threw me the one pitch I was looking for.
And that's all it would take for the Bombers, but it took them till the 11th inning to get the win over the Generals. Bombers baseball, Major League Baseball, rumors of a team moving to Texas in the NFL, and more in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
All the rain they've got up there is right along the Red River. People up in Wichita Falls, but God love them, they're in Wichita Falls.
Yep.
Least they could do is get a little rain.
Yep.
Yeah. If you got to be in Wichita Falls.
Bless their heart.
Yeah, got that going for them. So let's see. Oh, we're not going to talk to Bill Flores today because really tomorrow there'll be a lot more to talk about.
Ah.
They're just kind of, you know, everybody's standing around doing different stuff as we get ready for the, what is it, district work period. Rest of us call it recess, but they call it a district work period.
Vacation.
So, yeah, it's vacation is what it is. They're taking a break. Anyway, so we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Congressman in service day.
Yeah, that's it. apparently this thing about impeaching Obama continues to have legs for some reason. I can't imagine. I mean, is the Republican leadership just really that stupid to think that they want to continue to talk about this? He's not going to get impeached.
Well, now, Boehner,
no way.
Boehner said that the suggestion came from their side.
Yeah.
As a talking point and fundraiser.
Right. Well, what they did is, if you'll remember, though, Sarah, I can see Russia from my kitchen, Palin, had tried to talk about this before. And I can remember a town hall meeting that Bill Flores had over a year ago where people were talking about that, and he explained then that's not just not going to happen.
Well, there's no legs.
Of course not. But then, like you say, the Democrats decide they'll pick it up and say, hey, here we go. We can talk about those mean Republicans. And, you know, there are enough people who got their nose down in the feed trough. They look back up and went, what? The Republicans are trying to impeach the president?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where it all goes. And it's just Josh Earnest, I mean, even brought it up in the White House briefing yesterday, talking about how it's up to the Democrats to make their own decisions as to what they want to do for campaign committees. And so you
whatever.
Got there. Yeah. Despite all that nasty rhetoric surrounding the immigration reform, a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute shows the vast majority of U.S. Americans have a soft spot for migrant children. Okay.
It's for the children.
Would you like to take one home?
Yeah.
Is your soft spot that big? 69% of U.S. Americans polled said those kids should be treated as refugees. 27% say they should be deported. Howsomever, 59% of U.S. Americans say they mostly or completely agree with the statement that the allowing of the children to stay will increase illegal immigration.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I know. It's okay. We could do it. It's all right. Just go ahead. We'll see. Let's see what else. Traffic bill, the highway, Federal Highway Transit Fund. We'll see. Senate passed a version. House says they don't like it. So there. Robert McDonald says, okay, I'll take on this Veterans Affairs thing. He was approved by the Senate yesterday. Can you even remember the former secretary's name?
Shinseki?
Yeah, I know. You will, but, you know, 3 months from now you'll forget.
Probably not.
Yeah, no, Shinseki's a pretty outstanding name.
It is. It's an unusual name. That's true. Legal win yesterday for the Affordable Care Act. Federal Appeals Court ruled that the law did not violate a constitutional provision that requires tax laws to be written in the House. Really?
Huh. That's one I thought actually had legs.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was in the Constitution. Maybe not. Anyway, most of what became the Affordable Care Act, of course, as we know, was written in the Senate, not in the House.
Right.
Three-judge panel of the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. agreed that the bill does not include tax provisions, but it was fundamentally a health bill, not a revenue bill, even though it gets money. You know, it causes you to have to pay. It's a health bill. It's not a revenue bill.
Just because it doesn't run a profit doesn't mean it doesn't bring in revenue.
So they say because of that, it does fall outside of the organizational clause in the U.S. Constitution. You know, that Constitution thing. Yeah, that one. Yeah, so we'll see. You had an interesting story this morning about bingo.
Yeah.
Do you have that nearby? We can go through that and parse it a little bit.
Was his name-o?
Make pithy comments after each sentence, if at all possible.
I just tried. I only got one left.
Yeah, that was okay.
Nonprofit organizations that run bingo halls can now use some of their proceeds to lobby legislators.
More drinks for them. The legislators. Yeah.
A federal appeals court has ruled against the Texas Lottery Commission, which said licensed bingo parlors in Texas were barred from hiring a lobbyist.
Okay, now, and go to the last line, and then you got the money shot there. Here's the reason they wanted to do it.
The suit was brought by veterans groups who wanted to hire a lobbyist to argue for veterans' issues.
Now, what does that have to do with bingo? I mean, really? Are the bingo halls giving money to veterans? Because I don't, you know, unless they're winning, I don't think the veterans get money, but...
B-52.
Nonetheless.
Very nice.
Yes. Nonetheless, more drinks for the legislature, which is what we're looking for. More lobbyists we can have, the more fun for them.
Absolutely.
And this will shock you. A new report by internal investigators, say that more than $5 million in federal resources wasted at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office as a group of workers were allowed to draw full pay, benefits and bonuses while, you ready, doing little actual work. Oh, I am so shocked. And apparently it's been going on for several years. The hours, the volume of hours charged to other time, which were hours that paralegals were paid their full salary, but were not working, is, quote, remarkably high and troubling, said the Inspector General at the Commerce Department. Okay, remarkably high and troubling. Are they going to do anything about it?
Nope.
I think we're going to have to start paying royalties on laziness.
In the report, the Inspector General says managers were well aware the paralegals were not doing much work, but did nothing to change the situation. Hey, how about if we change the situation for the managers, like send them out and let them go find another job somewhere? What do you think about that?
You want to fire a federal employee?
I know. Again, because... And let me see. They knew there was a problem with the system, and they did nothing to change the situation. That's never happened before in the federal government, has it?
No.
Anyway, we want to credit one or more whistleblowers who actually alerted the office about this, although to recognize them to move forward would not be the thing to do at this time. Of course not. Thanks for the pat on the back. We're not going to tell people who you are because, you know, then obviously we know what happens with the veterans whistleblowers. We heard those reports a couple of weeks ago. Just want to let you know then. And, I mean, what are they doing? What are paralegals doing at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office anyway? Part-time, that'd be okay. But, again, full-time salary and not doing much work. Just want to let you know. You've got those people at the federal government looking out for your dollar.
But we were going to ferret out all this stuff.
Yeah.
Most transparent government ever.
That's right. We'll get back to you on that.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could probably make a very serviceable landscape using nothing more than trees, shrubs, flowers, and turf grass. Somehow, however, you'd be missing the real point of it all. Landscapes are pictures you paint, and the plants are just one color of paint. I'll be back with details of art forms in the landscape right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. The real finishing touches of any fine landscape will come from the decorative touches you put into it. Those are parts of you. They're your hand at work, making your world a more beautiful place. Let's look at those art forms. Let's make a list of some of your options. First and most prominent non-living part of any landscape would be the hard surfaces. Whether it's sidewalks and patios or fences and walls, those are the backbone of the entire design. They function with the major shade trees, large shrubs, and turf grass to define what it is you're trying to achieve. You really need to consider your choices carefully, not only because of their impact, but also because of their expense and permanence. For example, would it be worth the extra money to redo an ugly old concrete patio with brick or concrete pavers or flagstone? Would you prefer a handsome wrought iron fence to rustic red cedar? If you would, would you be willing to pay that difference? Is the look worth the difference? Don't find yourself hating a decision years down the road just because you didn't spend the extra cash up front or the extra time in planning. Pots are another major form of garden art, especially the large architectural pots that we find in nurseries and garden centers today. There are beautiful pots out there, and each can make its own particular statement in your garden. Fountains and water gardens are another great way to add architectural interest to your plantings. There's something especially soothing about the sound of rushing water, especially when it's 100 degrees or warmer outside. However, to look their best in your landscape, these watercourses need to look natural, like they belong to their surroundings. Plan carefully. Keep things as simple as possible. Maybe use one of those beautiful glazed decorative pots, the great big urns, and you make a recycling water feature out of that. Sundials are the perfect form of garden art, at least at my home. They have style, they have function, there are dozens of wonderful designs, but choose one with grace and beauty, one that can age with your gardens. I collect sundials. I have about 15 or 20. I live in a shade forest, and I have sundials. Go figure. I love sundials in the landscape. You may also encounter other antique art pieces, sections of old garden fences. Even gates can be the perfect backdrop to a small patio garden. You'll find wrought iron fencing that dates back 100 years or longer. England has always been a source of richly wonderful antiques, and I have English chimney pots. You even find reproduction chimney pots now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look them up online. They're beautiful in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick the right plant food in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening. And happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M has won so many track and field championships, there's really not enough time to go into any of it. Just to give you an example, the program has athletes from all over the world, and this time a bunch of them are competing in the Commonwealth Games. And champion Fabrice LaPierre, who is class of 05, was one of three Australians who advanced to the finals of the long jump. Senior Braylon Taplin, who's running for Grenada and is a senior at A&M, placed fifth in the semifinals of the 400 meter, but was eliminated. A little closer to home, the Junior PGA Championships are being held at Miramont Country Club in Bryan. Kristen Gilman of Austin, Texas, took the 18-hole lead in the girls' division, while a group of four boys are tied in the division after day one. Louis Gagne of Florida, Tristan Fisher of Southlake, Texas, SM Lee of Georgia, and Parker Redding of Minnesota are all tied at 3-under. The Junior Boys and Girls Championship will serve as the final qualifier for the 2014 U.S. Junior Ryder Cup team, which will face Europe in September in Scotland. The champion and runner-up in both divisions automatically earn a spot on the U.S. team. The Southwest Regional Little League Softball Tournament is in Waco, and it saw the Harvey Major girls bounce back from dropping their opener to win two in a row, setting them up for the semifinals, where they ran into a very tough West Texas squad. Faith Hernandez and Eddie Wright had a pair of hits, but it wasn't enough as the ladies fell 15-5 and were eliminated last night. If the Raiders don't get a new stadium, the team may be looking to move from Oakland to the Alamo. According to MySanAntonio.com, owner Mark Davis met with the San Antonio city officials in mid-July to discuss possibly moving his team to Texas. The Raiders' lease at the Coliseum expires after the 2014 season. At that point, they could theoretically be free to move anywhere they want, although 24 out of the 32 NFL owners would have to approve any possible relocation. And according to MySanAntonio.com's report, Davis took a helicopter tour of San Antonio and also visited the Alamo Dome, the stadium where the Raiders would potentially play if they made the move. The Alamo Dome could be upgraded to NFL standards in time for kickoff in the 2015 season. In baseball, Brett Garner had four hits, including a home run, to help the New York Yankees beat the Texas Rangers 12-11 last night. Rangers pitcher Nick Martinez was having a decent night. Less just the one inning.
A couple base hits and walking a guy, and got away from me that one inning.
We'll move down the road to Houston, where the Oakland Athletics scored six runs in the top of the ninth to beat the Stros 7-4 last night. And thanks to a walk-off shot from catcher Tucker Parnell in the 11th inning, the Brazos Valley Bombers lifted themselves over the Victoria Generals last night, 4-3. Here's Parnell after the game.
It feels really good. I was just seeing the ball well tonight, and he threw me the one pitch I was looking for, and I was ready to go home.
The win was a big one, as it was number one against number two, which means the Bombers now have two games in hand over the Generals. They'll face off against the Generals again tonight at Cellular Core Field at 7:05. Now, if Johnny Football gets the starting job in Cleveland, one of his biggest targets will be Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon, who obtained legal counsel familiar with the NFL as he tries to avoid an indefinite suspension for marijuana use on his third strike. He's saying it's secondhand smoke. According to the Associated Press, Gordon has hired attorney Maurice Sue to represent him in his appeal hearing with the league this week. Sue helped Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman win an appeal for suspension back in 2012. Tony Romo will sit out a competitive practice for the first time in training camp as the Dallas Cowboys quarterback continues to ease his way back into playing shape, coming off of back surgery. Head coach Jason Garrett is just fine with that.
There's an old adage in football, a day off can be really valuable, and 2 days off can be life-changing. So when you get in this kind of a situation, he had yesterday off, got some good work this morning in the walkthrough, some mental work with some of the different situations we're working on, and off this afternoon and hopefully back at it tomorrow.
Romo had surgery for a herniated disc in late December after getting injured against Washington. He did miss the final game of the season against Philadelphia, and it was the second procedure on Romo's back in 8 months. The Texans are dealing with injury problems of their own as Jadeveon Clowney, who had a sports hernia operation in the offseason. Like Romo, Clowney says it will just take some time.
Trying to get back right, man. Taking it one day at a time, getting better, rehabbing, staying with the team, staying tuned in, locked in, just one day at a time, getting ready for the season.
The Texans' first preseason game is in Arizona against the Cardinals on August the 9th. And that has been your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with new U dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, new U dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Not only is the July 4th holiday here, it's hot, dry, and oh, did I mention? It's hot! Never fear, Rattlers is here to cool you off and quench your thirst with some great July specials, like two 28-ounce Gatorade, any flavor, only $3. Got a sweet tooth? Then mix and match any regular-sized candy bar and any size fountain drink, two for only $2. After a hot day at work, stop by and pick up any 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers. Rattlers, where there's always a special. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 97 for a high today, and looking at a heat index of maybe 101, 102, something like that. Tonight, 74. Then we've got a 30% chance of rain, basically, from Thursday all the way through Sunday. High each day around 90, lows around 75. 74 now, 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.